We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Dav Samach Gimel Beis. We're starting two lines from the top of Samach Gimel Beis. Zok the Gemara, Tanan Asam. We learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is later on, brought down later on, it's brought down other places also, in Shuas also, Tanan Asam. Hecham Pekdaini. The guy comes over to the Shomer and says, where's my Pekadon? On Malay, Avad. So the guy says, it was lost. And we know, Hashem Echinam, we're talking about Hashem Echinam, it's Pater from Grave Aveda. If it gets lost, it gets stolen, it's Pater. So he says, it gets lost. I don't have it, it got lost. Masvi Achani, he says, tells Hashem Echinam, make a Shua. Va'am Amen, he makes a Shua. Va'edim Va'edim Va'isai, he made a Shua that it was stolen.
Hashem Echinam,
huh? He has to make a Shua, he made a Shua. Va'am Amen, he says, yeah. Va'edim Va'edim Va'isai Sha'achlu, and Edim come and say, no, you took it, you stole it, you ate it. Mashalim. S hakeren, you pay the keren, but you part from kaifel. And that's Tosfos says the chiddush is even though achlu, even though he ate it himself. Not only did he steal it, he destroyed it. He doesn't only pay his keren, not kaifel, because here it's not toyin tanis ganav, it's toyin tanis avad, and then he stole it. He said it was lost, and then he stole it himself. He only pays the keren. Now if he's hoida piatzma, if he's moida himself, the mashalim keren v'chemish v'asham, because that's the halacha that there's an asham and someone makes a shua sheker. Then he pays chaimish and asham, but there's a din by a shvuos sheker. You only bring an asham and a chaimish if you're moida yourself. That means if you are moida to it, but if you're not moida, then the halach is that you don't bring a chaimish and asham. So here, ahoy da piyatsim sham kerem chaimish asham. Let's say the cases are different. Heicha bigdoni, the guy, the owner says, "Where's my pekadon? Where's my thing I gave you? Where's my watch I gave you? Omalei nignav, it got stolen." Mashbiach, and he make a shul on main. Then the Edom say that he stole it. Mashalim, shul mekayful. You have to be careful. Like we'll see, the only time Tony Tanis ganev is pays careful only if he swears also. Only if he swears. Different than a regular ganev. A regular ganev pays careful. A shomer, the tainis that it was stolen, only if he makes a shvuah does he pay careful. Hoydemas, maybe moid himself. Mashalim, kerem, chaymish, vashem. He doesn't pay careful there because there's no careful when you moid it because it's moid of a knas. But he pays a kerem chaymish v'asham because of the shvuah. This is the Mishnah. What's in the Mishnah? A few dinim. Ketani Mias says this Mishnah, but toyin tanas ganev v'sham shum v'kefil. Ava toyin tanas avad loy v'sham shum v'kefil. First of all, it says that a toyin tanas ganev pays kefil, and not a toyin tanas avad. Even though you pat yourself with the aveda, and it turns out you stole it, you don't pay kefil. That's lach number one. Lach number two is, Vafilo toyin tanas ganev b'shvuah on the mishalim shum kefil. Even toyin tanas ganev is dafka he makes a shvuah does he pay kefil. Avashaloi b'shvuah in mishalim shum kefil. If he doesn't make a shvuah, then he does not pay kefil. So here we have two halachas that comes to shomer gavre toyin tanas ganev. Number one, only if he tainas that was stolen and then he stole it, he pays kefil. But if he tainas that was lost, then he packed himself that way. What a shvuah! And then it turned out he stole it, he doesn't pay kefil. And number two is even toyin tanas ganev is only chayiv kefil if he swore. It's different than regular ganev. So where's the makar for these things? Not immediately. The Tana Rabbanan, learned in a brisa. Now, in order to understand this, you have to go through the psukim a little bit. Again, there's a psukim we learned before. It's Perichav Beis, Pasuk Vav through Ches. Now I'll read you the psukim. If you have a chumash, that's the best. Shemois Chav Beis, Vav Ches. Or if you have a gemara with the psukim, read along with the pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki yitin isho re'eo kesef akeim lishmar. Someone gave his friend kesef came to watch. Raguna beis ish got stolen, and you matzei aganav sham shtaim. You pay double. Who's he matzei aganav? It means pashas the ganav, or it means we have to see. It was stolen. If the ganav is found, you pay shtaim. Im lo yimatzei ganav, v'nikav al bayis olakim. The bal bayis, which means the shomer, goes to bezdin. Im lo yishalach yadav lechus reyu. Al kol var pesha, al shara chamar, al sel asam, al kol v'lish yom v'kiyuzeh, al alakim yadav shneim, al shashilakim sham shtaim. You pay careful. So we have twice in this parasha paying kefil. The first time is in Mimotzei Aganev, and this is Mimotzei Aganev, and he made a shvua, you pay kefil also. Okay, so what's going on here? Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. In Mimotzei Aganev, this is the beginning of the pasuk, the beginning of Pasuk Vav, the first pasuk Vav, is Mimotzei Aganev Sham Shnayim. You know what it's talking about? But Toyin Tanas Ganev Akasim Adaber. Talking about Toyin Tanas Ganev, where he Taino was stolen, and he was found that he the Shomer stole. At the time of Toyin Tanas Ganev, but in other words, Ganev Atzmoy, or maybe he's talking about the Ganev himself. That it means if you find the Ganev, he pays careful. Kushu Oimer and ended up passing. Im lo yimatzei aganev. And it was turned out that he stole it himself, but and says he pay careful there, but Toyin Tanas Ganev, because with Abu, Toyin Tanas Ganev. Which means the Bryce is saying a Maridika thing. He's saying since the end of the Pasuk is talking about Toyin Tanas Ganev, so the beginning of Pasuk also is Toyin Tanas Ganev. Why need it twice? Tell me pay careful. Good cash, Gemara was an ask. But it's saying twice in this parasha between parashat Vav and Ches that Ganev, Shomer who steals it himself, pays kefil. Because it says in Lo Yimotzei Aganev, and it turned out it was he was the Ganev. That's what it means. Lo Yimotzei Aganev, and he was the Ganev. He paid Shnayim. So that's why the second part of the pasuk is talking about Tanya Tana's Ganev. So saying therefore the first also talking about that. The Shomer. The guy wasn't found, and he made a shvua about this. Balbais could mean the Baal of the Shomer, or the other guy. They went to Bezdin for a shvua. We'll see in a second tomorrow. I'll speak it out. Went for a shvua, and it says Asher Yomek, he was there, and he said it was stolen. And it turned out it wasn't true. The halacha is you pay kefil. That's halacha. You pay kefil. So Gemara's going to analyze. I'll see you tomorrow. So that's the first price. He's saying both kefil is doing Tanya Tana's Ganev. Tanya Idach, in Motzei Ganev, Ganev Asmai Kosov Daver. The first part of the Pasuk Vav, the first part of the Parashah, Pasuk Vav, in Motzei Ganev, Shalom Shnayim, means it was a real Ganev, whatever, not the real, the Ganev, he Tanya, it was found that it was a real Ganev, Kosov Daver. Atoinu Ganev Asmai, you know, Tanya Tana's Ganev, Vintum Tanya Tana's Ganev, Shemem, Lo Yimotzei Ganev, Hari Tanya Tana's Ganev, Omer. That's as clearly Tanya Tana's Ganev. Amani Mekayim, Motzei Ganev. What does it mean? It must be talking about Ganav Atzmoi. And I'm talking about Ganav Atzmoi. So that's Geshmak, that the first is talking about Ganav Atzmoi, and the second part of the parasha is talking about Toyin Tanas Ganav. We're there, we say that he was a Shakran, and he's the one who stole it. So that's the Brisa. The Kuli Amiyas, Im Lo Yimotzei Ganav, for Toyin Tanas Ganav, that's Pasha. The second part of the parasha is talking about Toyin Tanas Ganav. So my mashma says Mordechai's kasha. My mashma, how do you know it's talking about here about Tanya Tana's Ganav? Amar Rava, im lo yimotzei k'moy shomar. Im lo yimotzei Ganav means it was not found like he said it. El shu atzmai Ganavai. He stole himself. Yishalom shnai. You pay double. That's what they say. Yimotzei Ganav means it wasn't found that Ganav he tied. It was never. It was lo hayav lo never. Turned out he stole it himself. How do you know it wasn't? It was lo yimotzei Ganav. He may hid very well. Terry says no, because he stole it. So you know that he's talking to Ganav. Yishalom shnai. Uminala under the shvua. How do you know they need a shvua in order? Because we said before one of the requirements to be chayiv kefil. But Tanya's Ganav is you take a shvua. How do you know? In Tanya learned in the Brisa. Nikavah bayis elakim l'shvua. It means a shvua. Atayim l'shvua. You're saying it means a shvua. In eladin. Maybe it means nikavah bayis elakim means that when he tainas that it was stolen, he goes to Bezdin and he has to pay. Maybe a shemachinim has to pay for Geneva. As the Rashi learns what it means din. Maybe he has to pay. Hashem has to pay for Ganev. That means the Rabbi Yisrael Kim. So after Gemara, it means a shvuah. How do you know? Nemar shlichas yad lamato, v'nem shlichas yad lamayla. Mal halon shvuah, kan shvuah. It says later on in the parasha, it says in Pasuk Yud, it says shvuah Hashem tia ben shneim lo yishalach yadu mechas re'eyu. It says there, you have to get shvuah about shlichas yad. So when Hashem Yisrael, I think there. And we'll learn out this Pasuk also means shvuah. This Pasuk also means a shvuah. Malah halon shvua. There's a sklar. Shvua is Hashem din shneim. Says the next pasuk in pasuk yud by lo shalach yada. So this lo shalach yada also means a shvua. Afkan lo shvua. So that's we know need a shvua. Okay, very good shmack. Now bishlam amad yom echad began v'chav v'tayin tanas ganav. How do you see v'chay kroy? Bishlam for the brisa number two. Remember, it's two brises. One brisa says that both parts of the parasha vav and ches are talking about tayin tanas ganav. Second brisa says the first pasuk vav is the one ganav atzmai. The second pasuk is the one tayin tanas ganav. So Bishlam, if you brisa number two, is Kishmak. Bishlam, the Omer, Chab, the Ganav, Chab, Tanya, Tanya, Ganav, Hanuk, Siva, Trey, Kroy, so you have two Pesukim. Eleman, the Omer, Tavayah, Tanya, Tanya, Ganav, Trey, Kroy, Lomli, why need two Pesukim? Why need two Pesukim, Tanya, Tanya, Ganav, what's the point? Amri, Chad, the Mute, Tainas, Ovad. One is coming to Lafuke, that if you tiny that it was lost, and then you stole it, you don't pay careful. Veleman, the Omer, Chab, Ganav, Chab, Tanya, Ganav, the Loim, Yasser. So nothing's extra. So lemute times of a manole. How do you know that by a guy says it was lost that he's not chayev kefil? You learn that from ganev. Meganev ha ganev. The ganev means dafka ganev. Only taina ganev. Not when you taina. Not when you taina that the it says in motzi ha ganev. You learn the word extra hay that dafka when you taina ganev. Not when you taina avad. That's what's coming to teach you. Well, lemanda omar tavaya v'tayin tanas ganev that. And the meat loy tainas avad from one of those. So ganav ha ganav my darsh. Maybe we darsh with extra hay. Amalach and boy like Rav Chiya ba'ab. Amar Yechonon. Don't Rav Chiya ba'ab. Amar Yechonon. Ha tainas ganav v'kadoin. M'sham shemu kefil. If they were stolen and it turns out you stole it, you pay kefil. What happens if you, the shomer, not only stole it, but you shechted it or sold it? We know, tavach umach, if you shecht the behemoth or sell the behemoth, you pay dal vei. So what about a shomer pekadon who keeps it for himself then shechts it or sells it? Tavach umach, masham, shomer umachamisha. The baal pekadon pays 4 or 5. How do you know that? From the word haganev, from the extra word haganev, which means you're exactly like a ganev. That learns that the psukim involved through ches to talk about ganav atzmai and tenas ganav. And how do you know lemute avad from ganav haganav? So how do you know dalvehe the high ganav afke lemute tenas avad? The Reb Chiya ba'aba manalei. How do you know locha Reb Chiya ba'aba the dalvehe? Amalei hekeshu ve'im eshivin al kesha. Rashi explains what does it mean hekesha? Since ganav is near the din of Tanya Tanas Ganav, the same pasuk Vav and Ches, same parasha, Ganav next time we say Ganav Tanya Tanas Ganav has the same exact halacha as Ganav. So say Ganav has dalavhei, you also have dalavhei. Aygin and Tanya is a pircha. You can't learn out Tanya Tanas Ganav from Ganav because Ganav is much more chomer. Ganav is chayiv carefully without a shvuah. Tanya Tanas Ganav is only chayiv with a shvuah. So you can't learn it out from it to dalavhei. It's not like exactly like a Ganav. Ein mashiv malakesh. Ve'ein mashiv malakesh. You're not mashiv malakesh. So far. We started off as Gemara because we wanted to know how do you know that Tainus Avad doesn't pay kefil. We also wanted to know how you know Yeshua. We took care of both things. We said we know Tainus Avad does not have kefil. You know why? Either because we have two pesukim in Tainus Ganav, one's called Mute, or because the pasuk of Ganav Ha Ganav depends which one the Yama. We took care of that. How do you know Yeshua? Can we touch the nicker of Baal Bayis Elokim Leshach Yada means Yeshua? So we took care of both of those things. And remember, we have two brises. The two brises are, one brise says that Pasuk Vav through Ches are both talking about Tanya Tanas Ganav. According to all the other ones, we got to answer ones of Tanya Tanas Ganav. So, Bishlom, Shapir. It's good. We're in good shape. How do we know Ganav Atzma Taka? Where's the Makar that a Ganav himself is careful? Because this is talking about Tanya Tanas Ganav. Oh, B'chit Temer, make Kavachimer. Lays for Kavachimer. But Tanya Tanas Ganav. You'll say, Madach, someone who's a shomer, who took it beheter, he's chayiv kefil, so for sure, regular Ganav is chayiv kefil. No, but if you say that, then we need a shvua. You can't use a kavachim. Why? V'chit tem leis v'kavachim, tain tanas ganav, da'i lov v'minis din leis k'nidin. Mal halon b'shvua, just like by tain tanas ganav near a shvua, then every ganav should need a shvua, v'kama shvua. So how do you know, according to this man, the Omar, how do you know Ganav Atzmoy? The Makar is not from that pasuk, both from the ganav. You can't learn out kavachim because you have da'i. So how do you know? So tomorrow, Nafgalim and Tanav Bechizkiya. We learn that from the pasuk of Tanav Bechizkiya. Tanav Bechizkiya can be a whole arichas in this, but we learn from the pasuk of Tanav Bechizkiya. The Tanav Bechizkiya, he brings down a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Himotzei temotzei biyodei hagneva mishar ad chamar ad se chaim shtayim shalom." It's supposed to want a ganav. A ganav will steal something. It says if you find the ganava in his hands. Mishar ad chamar ad se chayim shnayim shalom. It's pretty careful. So this is the pasuk. This will be the makar for that. And Amir Hashem, next year we will discuss this Tanur Bechizkiya and all its drashas of Tanur Bechizkiya.